You hold in the bottom, you define Aleph on the base, the bottom Gemara. Omar Ula. Do another Chiddush. Omar Ula. Lamandi Yoma Oshem Vadai Loiboy Yedia Betchila. Lamandi Yom that holds Oshem Vadai does not need a Yedia Metchila. Because to bring a korban for an Oshem Vadai, you don't have to know you did the chet. By a chatis, that's cheat. If somebody did a chet, that has mechuyah to bring a chatis, before he brings the korban, he has to know he did the chet. Because somebody ate chalev. So b'shas he ate chalev, he was a shaydik. He forgot this is chalev, or else he forgot that such an isser teat chalev. Later he remembers, he knows that he did the chet, then he brings the korban chatis. That's your story by a chatis. Chatis zicha needs the idea before you have a chiyuv to bring the korban. By oshem it's a machlokes. Oshem kam usun sirashi, there are three types of ashamas we have. There's an asham milos, asham gzelos, and asham shifcha charufa. If you boil a shifcha charufa, you did it b'shaydig, or even b'meizid, then you realize you did it, you have to bring a korban oshem. Or else milos, if you moil behegdish, or else asham gzelos. Sometimes you steal, you have a chiyuv to bring an asham gzelos. An oshem it's a machlokes, if you have to know you did the chet before you bring the korban or not. A mashal of such a thing is an oshem tolim. Oshem tolim means you're mesupik if you did the chet or not. You're not sure you did it or not. You could bring an oshem tolim. What about later when you find out that you did the chet? Does the first korban help for that or not? It's a machlokes. Some say yes. When you first brought the korban, you brought it out the sofik. You didn't know if you did the chet or not. That's called an oshem tolim. Then later, you know for sure you did the chet. The first korban you brought helps for that chet also. In other words, Oshem Vadai does not need Yediyah. Even though Bishash you brought the korban, you did not know you Vadai did the chet, still the korban helps for you. That's one mandiyama. Another mandiyama says no. In order to be Yotza, with an Oshem Vadai, it's like a chatis. It's only if before you brought the korban, you know for sure you did the chet. Then you bring the korban to mechaper for your chet. Then you yaitza an oshem vaday. But lo yitzuyi b'shash you brought the korban, you are mesupik if you're bala shiva harufa. You're not sure you did it or not. You're still mesupik if you did it or not. And you brought the korban. Later you found out that you vaday did the chet. You have to bring a new korban because an oshem also needs the idea before you bring the korban. So that's the machlokes. So ama ula leman di yoma, the one leman di yoma that doesn't crease. Oshem Vadai loy bo yediyah betchila. As b'shash you brought the Oshem Vadai, you did not know you Vadai did the chet. As far as you're concerned, you still have a suffix if you did the chet or not. And you brought the korban al suffix. Then later you found out you did the chet, the lachir is a yoitza. You don't have to bring another korban. Let's see Rashi. Oshem Vadai. Kol ha-shamois kruyin Oshem Vadai. The three chiyuvim to bring an Oshem is called an Oshem Vadai. Chutz mi Oshem Toli. Just means lafuki in Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli means you have a suffix if you did the chet altogether or not. So kol zaman you don't know Vadai, you can bring a korban Oshem Toli. There's a din of an Oshem Toli. We're talking about an Oshem Vadai. That means later on you know Vadai did the chet. Is bo aloi hoida v'hein shleisha. There are three types of Oshem Vadai. Haboy alachet oshem milus. One of Yaranov from Hegdish Shechayev and Oshem Mila. Oshem Gzelis, if you stole and you swore that you didn't steal and then you were over Ashua Shechem, you have to bring an Asham Gzelis. And Asham Shifcha Charufam. And at Tzad you were boil on this Shifcha Charufam, you have to bring an Oshem. Now, Samara is saying, let the man the Yom, you don't need the idea. What's the locha? Boal Chomesh Bilos B'Shifcha Charufa. One person was boiled L'Shifcha Charufa five times. He was boiled one after another, five different times. Is Eina Chayiv Elachas. He's only Chayiv one korban. Zot Rashi. Boal Hei Bilos B'Shifcha Charufa. B'Shegig. He did a B'Shegig. I don't know what's called. B'Shegig is if she thought that she's not a Shifcha Charufa. Hey, see, no, she was a Shifcha Charufa. A Shifcha Charufa is a type of a Shifcha that sees Chatzi Meshachreris and Chatzi a Shifcha, and she's married, she's Mekadeshes to an Eved Ivri. So about half of her is free, she's called Mekadeshes L'Chatzoyin, and there's a new din of a Shifcha Charufa. That's one man the Yoma. But I call upon him, you're Boyla B'Shegig, means you didn't know she was a Shifcha Charufa. The Drashi B'Shegig. V'noidaloi ben kolachas v'yachas. Then in between each beer, you know you did a chet. As you boil her, b'shoigig. Then you found out she was a shifcha charufa. A modern case. Then again you forgot. And you boil her again.
is a nechayev alachet. At the end, you only chayev one oshem. Lohachi nokat adras shib harufo, mishum demevi korban echor alavelat harbi, could not be creases. The mission increases like that. For a lot of averis, you bring only one korban. Hey mevi and korban echor. There are five types of averis you do, that even though you do a lot of them, you only bring one korban. Alaveris harbi, habo ala shivcha, bias harbi. If you boil la shivcha harufo, a lot of bias, at the end you only have to bring one korban, one oshem vaday. V'chitinan mas nisin, the nifta be korban echod. Now what's pshan the Mishnah Krisis that says if you boil a lot of shivcha harufis, and not a lot of them, I mean the same isha, it's the same isha, you boil her a lot of times, that you only have to bring one korban, hani milu b'mezid. The Mishnah says there when you boil her b'mezid, shumina mavien ala mezid kishoygig. By shivcha harufa, this avera, this chet, there's a chidish hakro, yichayiv even b'mezid a korban. If you boil a shivcha harufa, means you know she's a shivcha harufa, and still you have beer with her, you have to bring an oshem vadei. There's a chidish hakro, that even though all over kabonis are only b'shoygig, if you boil a shivcha harufa, for that chet the Torah said even b'mezid. Tichsiv, v'kairis tia, it says even after you bring the korban, still we give you malchus. B'kairis tia, o malchus b'shoygig leka, that's the cloud. We never give you malchus if you did the chet b'shoygig. So since here the Torah says you get malchus by being boiled a shivcha harufa, mask motor, not even when you boil a b'mezid, you knew she was a shivcha harufa, and still you had beer with her. Still, the Torah says you have to bring an oshem vadei. Now, v'gabei mezid, ribu kro the nitka b'korban echad al biyos harbei k'diyal afosim. The Gemara increases, learns out. Even though you knew she was a shivcha harufa and you boiled her five times, still you only have to bring one korban for the five biyos. Now, v'chol shechein zatrashi al biyos shaydik harbei v'elam echad. Pshita, if you didn't know she was a shivcha harufa, you were a shaygig, and you boil her five times, avad you only bring one korban. Abu Shagig, our chiddush is like this. Shagig, metchila you boil this isha, you didn't know she was a shivcha harufa. Could be you thought she's stama shivcha, which is not, you don't get, you're not mechuyev a korban. Stama shivcha is stama lav, it's stama nefei, but it's not the chomer of a shivcha harufa. A shivcha harufa is a more chomedic isha, because since half of her is freed, and she was mechudish to an eved ivri, so she's a ksas eshes ish. She's not an eshes ish legamri, because half of her is still a shivcha. She's only half of an eshes ish, but she has a more chomedic din than stama shivcha. So you were a shoygeg. You didn't know she was a shivcha harufa. Abu shoygeg, now v'noy delay ben bia l'bia. First you boil her, you didn't know. Then in between the bia, you found out she was a shivcha harufa. And then you went ahead and boil her a second time, and you forgot again that she was a shivcha harufa. This is the shayla. In between the two bias, you had a yediyah. You knew that you did a chet. His laman, this is Ulus Chiddush. That laman the boy yediyah v'tchila v'yoshem vaday. Laman the yomer, it says you only chay v'noshem vaday if you know vaday did the chet. Choshev hu l'chalek l'ashomis. Here, where first you were shoygig, and then you knew vaday did the chet, since that yediyah you need to mechay v'noshem vaday, it's called the choshev yediyah. And that yediyah is mechalek, that the next bia you make, even though it's b'shoygig, you have a new chiyuv korban. Ka'avoyas ka'poro. If that yediyah is considered as if you brought the korban, as if you boil a b'mezid. V'tzorach lohovi yakol achas v'yachas alibud Rav Yochanan. D'yom aliyel v'yoichu shnei zeisechel lebelem echad. Just like Rav Yochanan Shita was before. When ye two kizeisem chelev, you ate one kizayis chelev 9 o'clock in the morning, and then you ate it again 10 o'clock in the morning. V'noida loy v'shtei yediyas. And then later, 11 o'clock, you found out that 9 o'clock in the morning you ate chelev. You found out one chet. And then 11 o'clock, 11:30, you found out you did the second chet. Rav Yochanan holds the yedi alone. That's it. You knew first you did one chet. That's mechayiv to bring one korban. Then later you have another yedi, you did a second chet. That's mechayiv to bring a second korban. So according to Rav Yochanan, that the yedi alone is mechalik, makes you bring two korbanos. Here also, by when you boiled the shivcha harufa, you did a first b'shoygig, then you had a yediya, you realized you boiled the shivcha harufa. So this yediya is like mechalik. It's mechayiv to bring a korban now on this first bia. If you boil her a second time again, b'shoygig, you have a nuchiyiv korban, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the yediya alone is mechalik. The chashiva lechilek yediyah, according to Rav Yechanan, that you know you did the chet is kilo heavy korban ben yediyah yediyah. It is if your mamish brought the korban already. If your mamish brought the korban, then shita you have to bring another korban when you did the second chet. You already brought the first korban for the first chet. It can't help for the second chet you're doing later. It's hachinami chashiv chilek yediyah kilo heavy korban ben biya lebiya. That loyta man the yoma that holds if you boil a shifra harufa b'shegi. When do you have a chiyuv to bring the korban oshim? Only when you know about it. When you realize later you did the chet, you need yediyah, then you have a chiyuv to bring an oshim vaday. So if you found out you did the chet, that's mechalik. You have a chiyuv now to bring a korban for the first biya. Then you boil her a second time, you have a new chiyuv korban according to Rabbi Yechanan. That's what should be if you hold you need a chet. Now the Rashi Vashmin and Ula, Ula's telling me a chiddush now. The Laman, the Loy Boy Yediyah B'Yoshim B'Tchilo, the Taman Yomar that says no, a Chiyav Korban Oshem is different than a Chiyav Korban Chattis. A Korban Oshem, even though if you only have a Sofik, if you did a Chet in that, that's called like an Oshem Tolui, you could bring the Korban. And that Korban is Mechapa for you no matter what. Whether you did the chet, you didn't do the chet, the korban is mechaper. Because the chiddush is, even though later on after you brought the korban, you first realize you vade did the chet, you don't have to bring another korban. By an oshem, without the idea, even though you don't know vade did the chet, but if you brought the korban, even though menasofik, it's always mechaper. Vashminanula, the lamad, the loy boy yediyah b'yoshem b'tchila, you don't have to have a idea that you vade did the chet. Is mele eina chashuv alachalik b'intayim. Mainly, even if you do have yediyah, hey, so you boil the shifcha charuva one time, and then later you found out she was vadia shifcha charuva. Now, according to this mandiyam, it means nothing to yediyah. Whether you had yediyah, whether you didn't have yediyah, the korban is still a good korban. So yediyah doesn't mean anything. V'eina chayev elachas. Therefore, if you go ahead and boil the same isha a second time, and then you do it a third time, it lies like one long chet, you only have one chiyuv korban. Since this yediyah you found out now that you vade did the chet you bole shifcha charufon means nothing, you don't need this yediyah to mechayev your korban. Now this man the yom, even if you don't have yediyah, you just have a suffix. If you bole shifcha charufon, with that suffix alone you can bring a korban and you yaitz yechiyev oshem. Avizoy loy mechalekis, such yediyah now is not mechalek. Why does the Gemara bring down this din of Ula? Hocha, mishum derav dimi, the Ari Allah, parchin Allah, miplut Rav Yochanan Rav Shlokish. Because soon the Gemara is going to ask kashes from Rav Yochanan Rav Shlokish that we had before. That Rav Yochanan says, a yedi alone is mechalik to bring two different karbonis. And Rav Shlokish said, no, a yedi alone is not mechalik. What's mechalik only is the afrashas of the korban. Because the man you didn't bring the korban yet, one korban helps for two or three chatois. So the kid to this was Ula's chiddush that like the man the yama that an oshem does not need a yediyah. Even if you don't know you did the chet, still the chiyav the korban you brought is mechaper for you. So even according to Rabbi Yechon, it says usually yediyas are mechalik if you know in between you did the chet, you have to bring a korban for that chet. Then you know a second idea about the second chet, you have to bring a second korban, that's only by a chatis where you need the ideas to mechay you the korban. But by oshem, you do not need the ideas to mechay you the korbanis, ideas don't make a difference. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah increases, that if you boil the shifcha charuf a few times, you only chayv one korban. Abi, it's the same isha. If you boil different ishas, so each isha is a guf echod, you chayv a vazundu oshem for each isha. But Kozuman, you boil the same isha, the same shiva charufa, a few times, you only chayiv one chattis. Yeah. So the Gemara, Maski b'lov Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the kasha to Ula. Ela meyata, according to your svara, boil. And you should take out the word choiz, you take out. Here's choiv, boil nimchak. Boil. The hifrish korban. You will boil the shiva charufa, and then you realize you did the chet. So you mafresh a korban, you brought a korban oshem for the chet you did. For Yomar, and right then, before the kohen brought the korban, you told the kohen, himtenli, hey, wait a second, ad sheh boil, I want to be boiled the isha a second time. And mele, I want the second chet to be mechapa with the first korban. So I don't want you to bring the korban yet, therefore you have to finish be boiled a second time. is Hochinam, you want to tell me here also, Diena Chayiv El Achas? You're not going to be Chayiv a second korban? As you're telling me, like the man Diyam, you don't need your Diyas, so no matter how many Chatoyim you do, one after another, one korban helps for all of them. So here also, even though you are mafresh the korban, or because the man, the Kayin, was not makriv it yet, Luchur, you can go ahead now and do a Biya B'mezid. Like Rashi before said, there's a chiddush by Shifra Charufon. Even if you boil a b'mezid, still you have to bring a korban. So who the same korban should help? Or Malay, Uli answered back, there's no sushtim. Maisa delacher afrosh shakamrit. You're talking about after you already mafresh the korban, then you do another maisa bia. That I'm not talking about. Maisa delacher afrosh. If you boil the Shifra Charufon after you already mafresh the korban for the first chet, loy kamina. That I'm zicha not talking about. That I'm also masking. Once your mamash mafresh the korban, you took a korban and said, this should be for me an oshim, for the fact that I was brother's isha, this shifa harufam, avad this korban was set aside for this first chet. If you're going to be boiler a second time, pshiti, you have to have a new korban. Hey, Ulu was only talking about, you didn't set aside the korban yet. Sam, you will boil the isha once, then you had a yedi, you found out you did a chet. Then you will boil a second time. At the end, no matter how many times you boil it, when it comes at the end to bring the korban, one korban helps for all of them. That's providing you weren't mafresh a korban in between. But avad, if you were mafresh a korban for the first bia, pshit, it only helps for the first bia, and not for the next one. So Rashi kiyosti rav dimi, loipola gal aduli. It's not really dingze chanula, but it is the next one already. Rashi himten yesh toy takrivu, achi boilod. You stand, tell the coin, wait, don't be marked the korban till I do a second bia. Should that also be good? Does that but Ula, I never said that with your mafresh to korban. Only with yedi alone, I say yedi is not machalik. Here, of course, you don't need yedi. So the more kiyosi Rav Dimi Oma. When Rav Dimi came, he said another halacha. Like Rashi says, loy pligi adula. Rav Dimi is not coming to be mechula kanula. Elamaro machoda, maro machoda. Each one is saying a separate halacha by itself. What is Rav Dimi saying? Kiyosi Rav Dimi Yoma, Laman di Yoma Oshem Vadai, Bo Yidiyo, Loi to Man di Yoma, not like Ulu said, like the other Man di Yoma, that an Oshem Vadai needs the Yidiyo before you bring the Korban. No, like we said, if you boil the Shifra Charufa, and you have a Suffolk, you're a Shoigig, you don't know if she was a Shifra Charufa or not. So if you mafresh a korban, that's called an oshem toli. So good, it's mechap for you in the meantime. But later when you find out that you vadai will burn the shifa charufa, according to this mandiyama, you have to bring another korban later. Because when you brought your first korban, you did not know vadai you did the chet yet. If you don't know you did the chet, just like a chattis pshit, the Torah says, hey there, love. You only bring the korban chattis after you realize you vadai did a chet. Then you did the chet b'shoigig, but later you realize you did the chet, then you have a chiv to bring a chattis. If you don't know you did the chet, there's no chiv chattis. This man the Yomah says the same thing by Oshem Vadi also. Later when you find out you vada did the chet, even though you already brought an Oshem Toli, a machta dais. The Oshem Toli is not mechapra on you now. Now that you know you did a vada chet, you have to bring another korban, you have to bring an Oshem Vadi. There is to be yotze the din Oshem Vadi, it's only yotze if you know vadai you did a chet. So Rav Dimi is saying, Laman di Yoma, Oshem Vadi is boy yidiyah, you do need yidiyah, betchilom, habizoi, boyo chomesh bilas, b'shifra charufa. You'll boil one isha, one shifra charufa, five times you'll boil them. Is chayiv al kolachas fiachas. In such a case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll be chayiv each bia by itself. As in the case where you had a yidiyah in between. You'll boil her once, and then you had a idea. You realized that you did a chet. It's b'shas bia. You were shoygig. You didn't know she was a shifra charufa. Later on, you found out she was a shifra charufa. So this idea is mechayiv you now to bring the korban. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, idea alone is mechalik. Flies like it's one mice have ever done. Now you boil her a second time b'shoygig. You have to bring another korban for that. So Rashi, chayiv akolachas biachas. Kosal kotaytuch hashto l'Rav Dimi. Ho ditnan, that's what the Mishnah says in Krisis. Habu ala shivcha bias harbi, ein achayiv ala achas. There's a Mishnah in Krisis that says that if you boil the shivcha charufa five times, you only have to bring one oshim for that. Han immediately made it. That's only if you did a bemated. Because every time you knew claw who she is, and still you did a chet. So there's a chiddush akroa that made it by shivcha charufa needs a korban. So there's also the chiddush, even though you did five averis, Since it's with one Isha, it's one Korban. You did not know she was a Shem Charufam, the Hela Mechad. But the whole time throughout the five B's, you still did not know that she was a Shem Charufam. Avol Shoigig. But let's say the first B you were Shoigig. And right after that, you found out, yes, she's a Shem Charufam. You found out who she is. Is Laman the Cheshiva La Yediyah B'Oshem. But the man the Yoma that says, you need this Yediyah to the Mechayiv Yud Yoshem Vaday. So this Yediyah the Choshev Azach. Is mechalekes v'afilu Rash Lakish. His davening means even according to Rash Lakish that holds tam yediyah is not mechalek. Here Rash Lakish is moed the yediyah is mechalek. That's the davening. We'll soon see why here Rash Lakish should be moed. Yeah. So says the Gemara. Yeah. Boach hamash bilas shirufa chayav kolachas v'yachas. Omalei abaye zot abaye harei chatis. Nein, even by a korban chatis. To be in Yediyah Betchilo, by a korban chatis, everybody is maskim. If you ate chalif, so kol zaman yirishoygik, or even if you have a sofik, you're mesupik if you ate chalif or not. There's no din for you to bring a korban. There's no din korban sofik. If you brought the korban, it means nothing. Later, when you find out that you vada ate chalif, that's when you have a chiyuv to bring the korban chatis. Hey, to bring a korban chatis pshita, you have to have Yediyah, you did the chet, before you bring the korban. Hey, so rechatis, to be in Yediyah Betchila, they everybody's maskim, you only have a chiyuv to bring the korban after you found out that you vada did the chet. O plegi Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lashem Melokish. Still, there's a machlekes there. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says Yediyah is mechalik. If you know in between, you have to bring a second korban. But according to Rish Lakish, Yediyah means nothing. Even though you need Yediyah to mechayiv a korban, of Yediyah alone is not mechalik. Kozman, you did the same chet b'shoigig b'shoigig b'shoigig. You only have a chiyuv to bring one korban. It's only the afrosho, or else the actual hakrov of the korban that's mechalik. But Yediyah alone is not mechalik. So why do you say here of Dimi, by Oshem, even if you all do need Yediyah, but it's not going to be more chomer than a chatis. So Rish Lakish holds that by chatis, Yediyah does not make two kabonis, by Oshem also Yediyah should not make two kabonis. His district kept quiet. So Trashi, but Reichatis to boy Yediyah betchila. Shimhei v'chatosoi koidim shenoy deloy hacheta hachet enim hachaperis. If somebody has a suffix if he ate chelev or not, and he wants to bring a korban chatis, he's not mechap with that. The siv, the posik says, oy heida, I love baby. First, you have to later realize that you vada did the chet. You have to realize you vada yet the chelim, and then you can bring the korban. But if you bring the korban before you vada, I knew you did the chet, you're not mechaper.
You could bring an
Ashim Toli. But a chatis, you're not yetza. Chatis, zikha, only yetza, you only have the kapor when you know about it. O pligi Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish, O kama Rish Lakish, to Rish Lakish says, Dien yediyas mechalkos v'schayi b'shtayim, al shnei zei sechele v'lemechot. Almo, loy chashiv v'loy chilek yediyah, ki chilek kapara. Rish Lakish told, even when you do need yediyah, yediyah alone is not mechalik. What's the mechalik? Where you actually brought the korban. Kozman, you didn't bring the korban. Since it's the exact same chet that you did b'shoigeg, you can be yet with one korban. Even though you knew you did the chet in between each biyah, but you didn't bring a korban, all you did was just you knew you did the chet. Is chashiva lechalak? The same thing according to Rish Lakish, even though you know in between, you should only have to bring one korban. Like everybody's masking. If somebody eats chalif, and then he realizes he ate chalif, and then later in the afternoon again, he forgets this is chalif and eats it again, according to everybody, he chayiv two karbonis. Why? Because by chatis, you only chayiv for the shgoga. Shgoga means you forgot something was wrong. That's called the shgoga. You forgot. When later in between you realize you ate chalev without you ate it, or then you're mechayev to bring a separate korban. That makes it shtei shgogas. Even the mezid, you have to bring a korban. So you don't badafka need the shgoga. So b'zoi, you need something to machalik in between. It has to be like a korban in between. Here you don't have a korban in between, so there's no chilek. That's a bias kasha. Resh Lakish zicher won't be masking by Yoshim Vadei. Even if you have a D in between, according to Resh Lakish, your D means nothing. Or Malay, so he answered back, Dilma b'maisad l'achra afrosha kamrit, ukrib hamnuna. Hey, maybe you rev dima. You didn't mean to say just if you had a D in between. You meant to say another din, that lui tsui you mafish a korban. No, it's you a boil the shirk harufa. And after you a boil her, you a mafish a korban. You set aside a korban for the shirk harufa. Then if you boil a second shirk harufa, this korban doesn't help for that one. Omalayin, he said, Enechlam, you're right. That's what I meant to say. So Rashi Omalay Abaye Dilma. You're talking about we did a maisa. What does that mean? That we said before, we yamamish brought the korban. The korban, but you did, you had before, afilu Rabbi Akiva plukta. The Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakishi. The Rabbi Yechon Nechshiv leyadiyah lechalek bachilas chelib afilu shel chilas. So Zoptim, with your D alone, it means nothing. Your D alone won't help you. The only thing that means is a hafroshes korban by a noshim. It's only you. Good. Omalayin, he said that's not what I meant to say. Zoptim, kiyosi Rav, when Ravin came, Omar he said, ha'kel moedim b'shirka harufa. Everybody is masking the such a din by shirka harufa. And everybody is masking also by Shiva Harufa. And also there's a machlaikis by Shiva Harufa. Okay, the three din of the three different cases applies by Shiva Harufa. You will soon see what that means. Everybody's masking, there are certain cases by Shiva Harufa that you only chayiv one oshim. El achas. What is that case? Kedula. That's according to Ula. There is that Ula, that the man the yom that holds, that Oshim Vadei does not need Yediyah Metchila. If you hold, you do not need Yediyah Metchila, so Yediyah means nothing. So even according to Rabbi Yechanan, even though you boiled Isha, and then you had Yediyah Didchet, then you boil another time, and another Yediyah, the Yediyah means nothing. As according to Rabbi Yechanan, Yediyah alone means nothing. So Drashi, Hakil Moediyah means Rabbi Yechanan Resh Lakish, Veshifa Charufa the Yeshchilik. Both of them are moida that shifa charufa there is a chilik. For Yaakov moidim bo diyein chilik. That there's no chilik. O machloik is shneim bo. So Rabbi Yechlin yeshlik v'shlok ha-shein chilik v'kul meforsh lo'lu. It's all these three machloikis and three shellas are shayich by Oshem, by shifa charufa. What does that mean? Everybody's moida you only chayiv one korban kudula. To drash l'man d'loi bo yediyah v'tchila. But the man the yom that Oshem Vadai does not need Yediyah, even in a suffix also you could be Yitzha Korban Oshem Vadai, or Bazaar the Afilu Rab Yechin the Moida, to the Rab Tarfin like Hashiv Yediyah Lechalik. Here, even though you had a Yediyah in between the two Bias, you realize you boiled the Shem Harufa, so what? You don't need this Yediyah to Mechayiv you the Korban. An Oshem Vadai could be Yitzha even though you don't have the Yediyah. So merely you only Chayiv one Korban. The Chiyom Rab Yechin Yediyah Mechalokis, when the Rabbi Yechon said Yediyah is mechalik, the Afilu Ben Shtayim Anasas Belem Echot, even the Chiddush we had before, we ate Chalev 9 o'clock and then you ate Chalev 10 o'clock, and they both was one Helam. But just later, 11 o'clock, you found out about one Chet. The Yediyah alone is mechalik. So the Hani Mili Bechatis. That's only by Korban Chatis. The Choshev Yediyah Dilo. That Chatis the Yediyah the Choshev Azach. Because without the Yediyah that Yevade did the Chet, you have no Chiyah to bring Korban Chatis. Chatis is only brought when Yevadeh know you did the chet. So Melu, let the man the yom you don't need a yediyah pshita you only have a chiv one korban. So the Gemara, we akil moedim b'shiv charufa the chayav kolachas viachas, and everybody is masking zay Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yechon is both masking that you have a chiv to bring two different korbanos when kirav hamnuna. That's the case where you mamash mafresh the korban. That you boil one shiv charufa and then you mafresh the korban. You made that for Russia. Since you are mafish to korban for that chet, pshita, if you boil a second isha, you have to bring another korban. But since you're already mafish it for the first chet, pshita, that korban only goes for the first one, not for the second one. So Rashi b'akom, moedim afilu Resh Lakish, the yesh chilek, the afilu Rav Tarfin, who going be biyesh liyach rafrosh, who have amnuna. In the case we already mafish to korban for the first biyah, Now you burn her a second time, pshita, you have to bring another korban for a second via. Oh, machlokes b'shivah harufa, and the machlokes Reb Yechon and Rosh Lakish is also shayach in the din of shicharufa. How who? L'man diyama oshem vaday boy yediyah b'tchilum. Like the man diyama that holds that oshem vaday could only be brought when you had a vaday yediyah, you knew klo yedirachet. So if you knew, you need yediyah. So it's mamish like a chatis. According to Rabbi Yechonon, yediyah alone is mechalik. According to Rosh Lakish, yediyah alone is not mechalik. Because this man the yom oshem and chatis have the same halacha. He's the man the yom oshem vadi boy yediyah betchila machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Roshim Meshlokish. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Roshim Meshlokish. According to Rabbi Yechon, just like by chatis, yediyah is mechal to mechayev to kavonis who adin oshem vadi. Since you need yediyah, it's mechalik. And according to Rosh Lakish, holds no yediyah alone is not mechalik. There's no chilik. You only chayev one korban. So trash you machlokes.